This past spring, Alpine Bank in Rifle found themselves with over 400 desktop computers and nowhere to put them. Beth Drum is senior vice president of the bank and located in Durango. She connected with PCs for People, a national organization that provides e-waste recycling for businesses and technology for low-income individuals and nonprofits. During quarantine, Drum had heard from the Boys and Girls Club of Durango about the inequities in digital learning for several children and families they serve.
Some don't have connectivity, Wi-Fi, internet, you know, that's a whole nother really big problem that we have here in La Plata County and throughout rural America. Computers was something, when I heard that, I knew that I could help with that problem. Knowing that there were 400 computers in Denver from Alpine Bank with PCs for People, I just picked up the phone and said, hey, what's the possibility of getting those 400 computers back into an Alpine Bank community in La Plata County? And he said, you just tell me when and where.
This Thursday at Durango High School, PCs for People is working with a new group called PCs for Kids, which include the Durango Education Foundation, Durango 9R School District, the Boys and Girls Club of La Plata County, and Alpine Bank, a financial supporter of KSUT, to help distribute and collect these computers. The Durango 9R School District led the initiative to identify 400 financially vulnerable families that have school-aged children who currently lack a home computer to help with schoolwork. Holly Bronson is an occupational therapist with the district. She says the majority of these computers have already been earmarked for those families, but left some extra for those that were not able to sign up.
We have 400 devices that we've identified we need. Of those, we did a drive prior to now just having everybody sign up. And of the people who signed up, I think we have 325. And we have one school, Fort Lewis Mesa, that has a ton of very rural families. And a lot of them didn't get the message because they don't have connection. So those families, we've set aside a small pool of the devices so that when they come back to school, they'll be able to fill out the form, pay their money, and get their device as they come back. So we have about 350 of the devices spoken for, and we're leaving 50 for families that we can identify as they come back, or families that have maybe moved into the district that don't have a device.
PCs for Kids has raised over $40,000 to help offset the costs of refurbishing the desktop computers and make them more affordable at $20 each, which also includes 1 year of local tech support and access to discounted internet services. John Scherer is the regional account executive for PCs for People. He says his organization doesn't generally reach out their services to this region of the state.
So we service the immediate area around Denver up to 5 hours outside. So Durango's a little bit outside of what we usually do. But with the partnership that we came into with Alpine Bank and also the Colorado Education Initiative and the governor's office, we've been able to target these different school districts to find where there is a need for this, for our technology. And we were able to turn that around and then identify the 9R school district out in Durango and work with them and a number of businesses in the area to provide this affordable technology to them.
PCs for Kids is hosting a drop-off site this Thursday for individuals to recycle their used devices, including desktops, laptops, and tablets. Bronson says the goal is to help refurbish those to reach others who might be in need of these services. During a time where the pandemic has shown a bright light on the inequities of who has access to devices and internet services, Bronson says they're hoping to reach as many students as they can, even outside of the Durango 9R School District, and help close that digital divide.
Even though we focused really heavily on 9R, we just want to let families in this area that are either homeschooling or in a charter school know that these devices are also for them. The point is to get devices to students and families who need access.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.